Show me today.
I will say at the time, I was not a loud no at the time. And I just simply had a lot of questions that didn't seem to be answered. We had talked about this issue a little bit in budget, actually, when the adjutant general had testified. And I asked him some questions about why this bill was being pushed. And I couldn't really get an answer that made sense to me. There were numerous suggestions that, well, it's going to make this more efficient. We're going to have a direct line to the governor instead of having to go through the department. And then I would ask, okay, at any point in the last few years, have you felt you didn't have a direct line to the governor? No. Okay. Well, so what's going to make it more efficient? Well, we'll have a direct line to the governor. Okay, but you already do. Yes. And it was a lot of questions like that. So another example would be, he said, you know, they wanted to have a little more control of their budget requests rather than going through the Department of Public Safety. And I said, okay, well, you're sitting here in front of us right now testifying to your budget requests. Is there anything that you don't feel was included in your budget request that you wanted? No. Has there ever been a time when you felt that the department wasn't giving you your ability to request things in your budget? No. So again, I couldn't find where this was actually a problem, which raises red flags for me. When we're talking about amending the Constitution, and I don't hear a real reason for it, I have to start questioning, are there other reasons that aren't being said out loud? And that concerns me. So I've spent a lot of time trying to think through that. But I will say, the other gentleman, a good friend of mine on the other side of the aisle that is a very thoughtful rep in my experience, also voted no. He's a former public safety director. And he had expressed some concerns that, you know, since the mission of the National Guard is emergency relief, and the other entities that generally operate within the emergency relief area are all within the Department of Public Safety, it actually makes sense for them all to be under that same department so that they can coordinate more effectively during a crisis. So if anything, there seems like there's a risk of pulling them out of that and creating more of a division between them and the other groups they're supposed to be working with in those emergencies. Plus, any claim of efficiency is undermined by the fact that there's a fiscal note for this change of $130,000 a year that it's going to cost to make the change. That makes this all raise flags. So when I started looking at this more since, my bigger concern comes from language that they added that will go in the Constitution that says that the mission or the purpose of the National Guard is to, quote, protect the constitutional rights and civil liberties of Missourians. Well, that's a really big departure from what their current mission statement says that their job is, and that's responding to domestic emergencies.
Well, if I can jump in for just a minute, specifically what type of concerns does this language have? What do you think it could? What do you think it might lead to?
Well, and I don't know for sure, but in this current climate where we have a state really fighting with the federal government, the first thing that jumped to my mind was we passed a law last year that's in our statutes now that declares all federal gun laws, if they are not Missouri state gun laws, to be unconstitutional, null and void, of no force in effect, and illegal to enforce. Well, if that's one of the constitutional rights that they're now saying the National Guard is supposed to protect, are they trying to set up the National Guard to be like a military force of the governor to defend Missourians' constitutional rights against federal gun law enforcement or laws that the courts have said are in fact constitutional, but that politicians in our state don't agree with? That's a horrifying thought to me. But then it was also brought to my attention just last week, actually, from somebody, a constituent of mine, that we also have laws on the books now that declare that a fetus or a fertilized egg even have constitutional rights as any other Missourian. What terrifies me is as Republicans are talking about passing laws to prevent women from crossing the border for abortions or things like that, what's to stop a governor, an overzealous governor, from using the National Guard to stop pregnant women from crossing the border if they think that they're protecting the constitutional rights of an unborn fetus? That's a horrifying thought, and it feels like hyperbole. It feels like alarmist, And yet, when I look at what's actually being proposed by some of the same folks behind this bill, I've got major alarm bells going on.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We're speaking with State Representative Peter Meredith of St. Louis, talking about Amendment 5. Now, I've talked to a number of different people who are strongly supporting Amendment 5.
Sure.
And one of the things that they said was that this would enable the Missouri National Guard, well, going back to direct chain of command from the governor, but they mentioned mm-hmm. that the Missouri National Guard has a world and national mission, and they've been deployed around the world since 9/11, and that mm-hmm. there's the possibility that the Missouri National Guard's air wing could be ordered by the president to engage in a nuclear attack, and the Department of Public Safety shouldn't be privy to certain types of classified information, and that could and suggested that could happen under the current scenario. What do you think of that?
I haven't heard that, but I do suspect that if that's the case, they have rules and laws in place. I mean, this is the case all across the country, right, where National Guards are both federal and state in their missions and in the chain of commands they follow. If there's classified information that somebody in our state is not privy to, they're not going to become privy to it because they're working within the Department of Public Safety. And what we've seen already is that the governor has pretty broad discretion to tell a director of a department or anyone else in the department, you're not entitled to this information. I mean, the department is still under the governor. The governor can still decide who gets access to what information and who doesn't.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We're speaking with State Representative Peter Meredith of St. Louis, talking about Amendment 5 and the initial question that we asked first off is why he voted no back in May of earlier this year. Do you still oppose Amendment 5?
Stronger than I did then, more strongly than I did then. I think this is a really concerning amendment, and I cannot find a justification for it that makes sense.
So far you're the only state lawmaker that is opposed to it. Every member of the Senate, both Democratic and Republican, voted yes. Most of the House voted yes, except for you and the representative from Joplin and the ones who were absent that day. Do you feel like a voice in the wilderness?
I often feel that way in this job. But I will say there are times when we vote for things to go to a vote of the people that sound innocuous, but then later on have a difference of opinion on that. You know, Amendment 1 is an example of that for me. I voted for it in the House and now actually oppose it as I've learned more about it after it went through that Supreme Court case and things like that. I now oppose it. I wouldn't be surprised if there are other members of the House and Senate now that actually oppose Amendment 5 as well. But it was presented to us as fairly innocuous a change. And I think it slipped under the radar for a lot of us. I'll tell you, I was close to being neutral on it at the time, and now I very strongly oppose it. So I think it's very possible there are more folks out there than you realize that oppose it at this point. I do know the Democratic Party came out against it. I think that's not for nothing either. It feels a little bit like I'm maybe the one raising an alarm bell and a red flag saying we've got a problem here into an abyss. But that's my job. If I see something problematic, it's my job to be as loud as I can about that and make sure that you know, both sides of the conversation are heard.
If this particular language was not in Amendment 5, would this be something that you would either support or, you know, be neutral on?
I would be much more likely to be neutral. I don't think there is a major difference between whether they're directly under the governor or under the Department of Safety, who is directly under the governor. My preference is probably that it stay with the Department of Safety because I think that has worked really well for us. And literally nobody, the bill sponsor, the adjutant general, nobody could point to a time when it didn't work well or when there was a problem because of that structure. And I'm not a big fan of changing our Constitution for something that we haven't actually seen to be a problem.
That was Democratic State Representative Peter Meredith of St. Louis speaking in opposition to Amendment 5, which would create a separate state agency for the Missouri National Guard. You're listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.
Show me today.